Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by four Foulmouth supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. We're back. After an unexpected week off, we hit you with a recap of our first home preseason match versus NYCFC. We take a look at next week's match versus the Scum and have a special guest in this week's Straight From The Fan segment. Sit back and enjoy. Check it out. Morning, episode 14. Yes,
what happened to 13?
Yeah, where is 13? Look, unlucky number.
It's the last episode, though.
Yeah, somebody asked about episode 13 on social media earlier this week.
Yeah, it's the last.
It's like Chappelle. It's like Chappelle's show.
I got hit up. I got hit up on that yesterday.
I feel like we disloyal as fuck.
That for Rooney was like, yo, what happened to this week's episode? I was like, oh, that shit got lost.
I'm telling you, it's the last episodes. When we get to like 1,000 episodes, I'll release that one.
And that one was dope too, because Angel got mad at me, remember? He was like, shut the fuck up. I'm actually being serious right now. Then he got mad and he started watching the game. He ignored us for a bit.
Yeah, I did get mad.
I had some technical difficulties when I was editing it, and then I got really mad, so I didn't want to do it again.
I like the honesty, though. We all about honesty and history from the stands.
Yeah, that show was like 1 hour 40 minutes unedited because we had the little technical difficulties.
that one was set up for failure, huh?
It was.
It was episode 13. George had a blackout.
George had a blackout.
Jermaine Jones failure. Right?
Psych, dog. That's my number, dog. That's crazy. Yeah.
Dog, that's why you're not playing right now.
You're right. Damn. You're right. I take that back. You're 100% right.
Hey, no one in the Galaxy's 13, huh? That's plus the last number,
plus
too?
Plus, I got the stutter infection right now, so I'm all kind of fucked up right now.
God.
Oh, no, come on.
It even hurts to speak, dog. It even hurts to speak. It just the same way that it hurts my heart that we don't have episode 13, dog.
Hey, dog. Why are you being... What kind of nasty were you doing that your throat got hurt, dog?
I was talking to Zlatan, dog, and see what happens.
Zlatan was talking to you, dog. Get the shit
so
right.
So does that mean that we don't talk about the Zlatan thing anymore?
I don't think we talk about Zlatan
thing. Do we wait?
Yeah.
Should we wait? After what I told you guys, should we wait?
Well, here it is, right? Is there anything new on Zlatan? No.
Not that I've heard of.
We did talk about him also like everybody else did in episode 13, which is lost. But
is there anything...
Basically what they said. That's what we said. If you want to know our opinion, what they said.
Is there any other...
Net is yes for the business side, no on the footballing side, because our team is legit already. And they proved it. They just proved it, yeah.
And we'll get to them. We'll get to a little more. Mm-hmm. Is there any other news or rumors regarding the Galaxy for this week?
We nice as fuck.
No. I mean, that's news. Actually, that's news. I'll say that. And any other news? I don't think anything else came in this week, right? We didn't see anything?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just that episode 13 got lost.
our reps are... My rep is good. I'll say that much. My season ticket rep is good. That guy's on point.
Jonathan?
Walter? Yeah.
Fuck Jonathan. Dog, my flash sheets suck. I don't understand it. Something always happens in my shit.
Okay, but that's not a him thing. That's not a him thing.
Yeah, but he could have got it back to me, though.
Oh, he didn't get back to you? That guy's legit.
Kind of. No. He's cool. Well, he's cool as fuck. He's cool
people. There was a shit ton of people are having it. Dog, Danilo was having issues with his shit yesterday.
Yeah, I had to figure it out.
Yeah.
Danilo's having mad issues.
Yeah.
Did he get in?
So, yeah, he got in. I got him in.
Shout out Danilo.
Yeah. No, that's my cousin, by the way, from Quiet Squad.
No. He's come. Nah, I think I've seen him more with us a lot.
That's just because I'm always around. And then his boyfriend from Riot Squad doesn't go anymore. That's why.
They told him.
Narizon?
No? Yeah, Narizon. Shout out Abe, too.
They told him, he's like, at least come kick it during halftime with us.
Yeah, he probably did. I think that's where he went at halftime, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, he was stumbling in the bathroom and then getting a beer.
Stumbling? Oh,
nah, nah. I'm over.
Oh, damn. I was about to say, damn, it was preseason, y'all.
He probably was. He was fucking drunk.
I ain't gonna fucking shit.
He was drinking shit before. I was like, God damn. How the fuck is he gonna get in?
I'm gonna put
welcome
shit
back.
Out there like that.
No. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the season.
Yeah, welcome back to the season. That's my cousin Danilo, who right now is hanging out with me and then also hanging out with Riot Squad. So. And he has Riot Squad tatted on his So I told him I'm a slapping ACB sticker over there. That's a little joke to the shit that was going on Twitter yesterday. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, this is so dumb. All right, whatever. Yeah. So with that being said, there's no news. So let's get into the motherfucking preseason, right?
Hell yeah.
The one that really counts, or the only one they actually hear about because lost tapes.
Can I say something before we actually start talking about the team, though?
Yeah, go for it.
It's really more on the field, the stadium. You know, for being a preseason game, I thought it was a pretty decent turnout.
Really?
Obviously, yeah, for a preseason game after a team being shit, I'm surprised people showed up.
I felt the way about it. I thought there wasn't enough people.
But a preseason game, no one ever shows up. Yeah.
Even for a preseason game, especially, well, and you know what?
From a TV standpoint, I really liked when they pinpointed ACB. ACB, sometimes we don't even get that full for regular season games. Last year when we were shit,
that shit was empty. It looked full. That was a solid core from maybe from like about 1/4 down. There was a solid group. But anyways, it really was more as the feel as to what the stadium felt like. Everyone had more of that sense of positiveness. You know, it was more, fuck, here we go, another trash season. Yeah.
And feel the power.
Yeah. It felt good. Day. It felt good. Like, before the game started, I don't know, it just felt... And I noticed that everybody felt the same way. Like, everybody came in with that positive vibe. You know, it wasn't like, fuck, here we go.
Positiveness vibe.
Yeah. We're not coming to get our ass whooped. You know,
I expected more people just because I was so hyped for it. Like, I woke up and I'm like, motherfucking match day. It's fucking, you know what I mean? The team is back. It's going back to the stuff up. So
I woke up at 4:30 to watch soccer. I basically watched soccer all day. So.
How was the 4:30 game?
I don't know, though. I kind of took a nap. I think I missed it. I just saying I woke up at 4:30.
Okay.
So I would have liked a little more people, especially like, especially ACB. I thought we could have had a better turnout. But whatever. Preseason. And the first team played 45 minutes. And, oh, my God. That show was fucking amazing. I am loving everything I see in the field. Yeah. And
hell yeah.
Initial thoughts on the 45 minutes?
Well,
how competitive 45 minutes?
I don't know if I haven't checked the stats, but I don't know how many of you have checked the stats, but my key thought of that shit was possession.
What?
God damn.
Yeah.
We kept the ball most of the time the first half.
Yeah,
I don't agree with you there.
Angel, are you serious?
Angel, you should definitely go back and watch the game.
Maybe, because
in the stadium,
have you mixed emotions?
You missed a lot, right? Because I initially had the same thought, because for a while, I was like, damn, we haven't got the ball. But then
that's how I felt.
I watched the game, and when we didn't have the ball, it was because NYFC was playing possession in their half. Like, they backplashed
right.
a lot. But we were pressed. Like, we pressed.
Well, the high press was there. I'm not going to deny that. You're probably right. It's probably because I need to go back and actually watch the game, you know, just focus on the game, not while things going around, you know, during the game. Because there were parts to me it felt like that we were getting dominated, especially being one man. And that's one of the things I want to talk about, is that I felt, and again, this is from my POV at the stadium, right, that there were moments where we were getting dominated and we had a player extra.
But, okay, like,
you know? But
they probably had possession for a while, though, but never one time in the game that I felt like they had a solid chance to score.
I think no, you guys right. The fact that they had
there.
Possession in
I
their
agree
half.
There. No, I and again, that I, and I
they
think
had
you guys
the Arsenal
right.
possession, though,
and also,
useless
and also,
possession.
So, also, I think...
I think, like, you guys right. I just, again, it's just based on what I saw there.
To your point of us being a man up, they got a red card in the 42nd minute. So, like, the first team didn't really see
it. Was 42nd?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was earlier, too.
Damn,
but it was the 42nd.
I thought it was earlier.
It was towards the end.
Yeah. But it was towards the end of the
damn.
First half.
Okay.
So, as I'm telling
that
I
makes sense then.
I think if you go back and watch a game, you'll see you'll see our take on it, because that's what it was. Like, I came home right after a game, and I watched the whole game again. Because I wanted to be prepared for the podcast, because I take this very seriously.
Hell yeah. Oh, I took the last podcast very seriously with all my notes and all this shit from other players. From other players.
And then you got mad?
I took notes. So what?
That's why you gotta be like me, dog. You fucking don't take notes. You come into this shit, you freestyle it, and say very minimal. And if this shit gets lost, then it gets lost.
I put in all that work for that preseason game, dog. All those notes and everything, dog.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Angel's like, in the 42nd set minute, there was a pass.
42nd minute, 38 second.
Yeah, so people are not going to hear how much shit that we gave Brian Silvestre and David Bingham for being trash. Absolute garbage.
All right,
but we'll get to on the flip side.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we'll get to, yeah.
Here's my initial take. And let's do... I'll do both what I liked and what I didn't like. What I liked, I liked that they know what they're trying to do now. There's an idea behind their style of play, behind their movement. Especially when it comes to like set pieces and when we're in attack, a lot of times we almost look like we're playing a 3-5-1 or 3-5-2. Because our left back and right back, they're pushing up, and Kitchen kind of falls in between. At least in the first half, it was Shelvick and Siani with Kitchen like standing right in front of them, and that makes us like look so like so many players up there. It causes great things. There's still work to be done, because I think like the execution with Felcher was a little off, but like the fact that he was up there. And in set pieces, you have Emma playing a wide back, like immediately when there's a free kick or there's a corner kick, he just drops back. Like there was like I love the
but
fact
that's
that
what it, you should that's what you should always do with the smallest
okay guys. Okay okay
yeah, yeah
but,
listen,
but, that, but
listen,
that was but... that wasn't the case last year, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm referring to, like like they know what they're doing right now, and this is our second preseason match. I like that. You know what I mean? It could only get better from here. And to me, the heartbeat of this team right now is Kitchen and Jonah. Kitchen and Jonah, because Kitchen is doing all the destructive work, and Jonah, to me, is doing all the creative work.
There was a play, like, in the beginning that Kitchen just bodied the shit out of them. He bodied him, took the ball. Like, he tossed them. And I was like, oh. And then he just let go of the ball. That duo was nice as fuck.
Yeah, to me, that's the heartbeat of the team. To me, like, this is gonna be Jonah's team just because he's a creative, but it can be Jonah's team without Kitchen being there. And holy shit, was I wrong when I said we didn't need Kitchen? You know, I'll eat my words, because I think Kitchen is fucking it's a key piece in this team right now. So
and that's what they were both going up against, Maxi Morales.
Yeah, and that guy fucking, for being his size, he fucking moves. He has control of the ball. I like that guy too. The Frasquito, that's his nickname. Frasquito.
I don't know.
That guy's nice. The bad side of it, I still feel like we're like some of the clearances from our back line, they still feel shaky. You know what I mean? They still feel shaky.
They're not connecting with anyone.
Yeah, it still feels a little shaky.
Goal kicks too.
But you know what? Yes. But you know what? Even with that, like, there's more of an idea. So like, I'll point that out as like a negative. But there's more of an idea than what I think I saw a whole last year, 3 weeks into the preseason. All right. So that's my take on it. But overall, I'm super impressed. I'm super happy where they're at. I like their chemistry.
I know
so
you're
far.
Impressed.
For me, the takeaway from yesterday's game is just the creativity.
Yeah.
Last year, we were talking about like, damn, there's no soccer. We get lucky if there's a ball bouncing in the area and we just shoot. Yeah. And
well, I mean, technically, that's a goal
scorer. Technically, that was how the first goal scored with Ola. But the creativity, there was a play that, it like to your point that the backs are pushing up. There was a point where Ashley Cole made up a run, and he was the last touch where he had I think he passed it to Jonah. Jonah megged it through someone. Yeah. He passed it back, and then all he had to do was chip it over. Like, the creativity is there. That creativity is nice as fuck, and the goals that we're gonna get from that.
Yeah.
All that's missing is that last touch. But it's preseason for us to have that type of form and that type of chemistry. Like, I understand Jonah and and Cole play together, but the fact that you add Kitchen and it seems as if there was no transition needed. Yeah, it's bomb as fuck.
We got sexy football.
And I think to your point, the negative is the center backs. I think the two wide backs are doing really good with connecting, but the center backs need to do a better job of grabbing the ball and then dishing it out instead of just kind of trying to boot it out. Yeah. And then again, there might not be openings, and there might the wide outs need to come out and help out.
But see, to that though, I'll counter, like, there was times where like they played the easy ball like back to the middle, uh-huh. but you have like Kitchen and you have Jonah who are like. Yeah. Are sound with the ball on their feet, and they played out, and like, and they start from like from there. And I thought like, okay, like that's what we need more of. You know what I mean? A quicker outlet to the wide, or somebody in the middle who's open, who has the technical ability to turn around with the ball. But you know, when they did it, they looked good, and then when they couldn't, they tried to get it out. It's a work in process, and I like it. So yeah, I think it's dope.
The Ola Alessandrini connection is looking real, real nice.
But he even sees how Gio moves. Like, there's a few times where like Ola tried to pinpoint Gio, it didn't get there. But like the understanding was there. You know what I mean? And he's fucking demanding on the fucking ball. Like,
and there was one thing with Gio. It was towards the end of the half where, you know, the players knew that they were coming out. This guy's sliding on the field, taking the ball. I was like, God damn. Like, well, to get Gio to slide and, you know, to do some defense. This was on our end of the field, too.
He was interested.
To fight for that ball like that.
He was interested in the whole game. He was interested in the whole game. Like his whole 45 minutes, he didn't seem like he disconnected at all. Like,
he was there.
He was there. Like, listen, I honestly, though, I'll say this much. I think Gio was, from the people that should be shining, he was the one that shined the less. Like, he didn't stick out as much as I would like him to, and I don't know why that is, right? I don't know why it was something that was happening on the field that kind of he had to take his backseat, or he just wasn't performing again. But
are you okay with Gio taking that backseat if we look the way that we look?
He hustled though.
That's what I'm saying. But, I think he was interested the whole game. If we compare him, especially against last season, like, he was interested the whole 45 minutes he played. You know what I mean? He was involved.
He wasn't checked out at all.
Yeah, no, and I like that. You know, I'll go one play that I felt like it should have ended up in a goal, or at least an opportunity, was one of the plays where Felcher had
Siana se quitó, like, he faked it to pass to the middle. He opened it up and Rolf was running down the side. Oh,
like,
man.
He should have first time it, like, right in front of him. But he took the
that
extra
was it?
And then he took the extra touch, and then he had a horrible fucking cross in.
He was on the floor and he laughed about it. So he knew, like, the fact that he wasn't angry and he laughed, like, damn, I fucked up, but I know I can make that. I'm okay with.
But I
just need to see him make those.
But did you see,
like, give
did you see,
me one.
Did you see Kamara's reaction to that?
Yeah.
And he was like, On my feet. Yeah. So I like that, dude. A little
Robbie Keane in there. Yeah. Robbie Keane would have chewed him out, but you know,
nah,
a lot
he
kind
wouldn't
of.
Have. Oh, you seen Fletcher? You seen Fletcher?
Yeah, no, that's true. He would have ate.
He would have told him something like, "Hey, come on, please." You know what I mean?
A little bit.
Who the fuck is this guy? You know what I mean?
Overall, good. Like my take on it. I love seeing that soccer yesterday.
But that's the first team only, right?
Yeah, 45. The first 45. Yeah. First 45. Yeah.
First 45.
What are the negatives do you guys have?
Are we going into the second 45?
I couldn't really.
Emma.
I can't really say too much about the first half because, you know, people came late, so I had to, you know, meet up with them.
But you watched the game, didn't you?
I watched more of the second half than I did the first half. But, I mean, it was cool. What I really liked was high pressure, though.
You liked or
didn't? And that's what I was going to get to, though.
High pressure football we're playing, though.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Yep.
And I know it's a connection thing. You know, obviously he's going to get started, but Rudy hit it earlier, and I think you guys just mentioned it again. Feltscher going forward. You can tell the disconnect there sometimes, right? That's just not connecting right. Obviously that's something that's going to be worked on. But that could be the only thing that I see as a negative right now because he's paired up. Well, he's playing on the Siani side. Right, yeah. So if he gets caught up, and then this happened, this is one of the things that I talked about in the preseason against RSL, where he was caught up off guard. He did a great run, push forward, but then right away counterattacked down his wing, and we almost got scored on. And you know, luckily nothing happened, you know, this game, but that's just an example. If, you know, we have a guy gets caught up field, And then you have Siani playing right next to him, which I think had a solid game. the problem is his speed. That could be an issue for us. You know, so if we're going to push up, he needs to be sure about it. The same thing could have happened to Ashley Cole on his side. Now, the difference is that they almost had a fuck-up, and I mentioned this to Masa. I guess he didn't see it in the first half, where Ashley Cole tried to pass it back to
Shelby.
No, not to Shelvick. He tried to pass it back to Bingham, but it was short. It was very short. The forward was going to get to it, but Shelvick is fast as fuck. He got to that first and just cleared it out.
But I think that was
right. So he has that coverage there for him, though.
So, but if you see it, like on YouTube, if you watch a replay, that miscommunication was really Bingham and Shelvick. It wasn't like it was a bad pass, right? Like it was a bad pass. But the miscommunication is Shelvick and Bingham, because Shelvick, like, he kind of looked like he's going for it, and then he ends up leaving at the last second. And that was a discrimination between them two. And because Bingham, same thing, like he went halfway and they kind of stopped. And then Shelby had it like, oh shit, like, okay. And then he got there, right? But it's a miscommunication, in my opinion, between the back line and the goalkeeper more than anything.
But even then, if you're actually cold, if you put a better pass, you're letting know who that ball is for. Yeah, at that point, you just threw it into no man's land and basically told the other two guys figure it out. Yeah. You don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, I would have liked to hear Bingham, like, call him off for that, or calling him for it, right? Like really command him, like, keep or whatever, one or two, you know what I mean? I think, like, that wasn't there. Like, none of them, like, really went for it.
Well, the whole point of that is just to give the example. Imagine that would have been the opposite side with, on the opposite side with Siani. Siani probably wouldn't have gone to that.
No.
And we would have been fucked right there. So that's all I'm getting at. See, it's just, you know, getting cut off, you know, when we're on the attack, on the counterattack. But that's what they call counterattacks, right?
But if
we see what Perry Kitchen was doing, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And that was my standout. I know you keep talking a lot about Jonah, but it's like I was telling you before the podcast got started. We've seen him play for a while now. There's nothing new to me about what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. He just looks to be more focused right now, start of the season. You know, he's starting clean slate. That's what we've known Jonah to do. That's what we brought him. Perry Kitchen, to me, was the standout of the game because he was just destroying that midfield every time that the ball kept going back his way, clearing it. But in terms of the negatives, I think that's the only one. I mean, you can tell that there was some disconnects, you know, some sloppy passes, things that weren't getting to the players, but preseason shit, you know.
Yeah.
Some guys are still learning some basic language, you know, soccer language, you know, in English, so... You know, I'm sure they'll get it. The only thing that I will say, though, that did stand out to me, because Rudy lost the last episode, you guys didn't hear how much shit I gave David Bingham, how basically an infection I gave him, too.
What kind of infection?
And same thing with the one I got in my throat. And Silvestre. The same infection. Because I told you that, one, the clearances were trash. They couldn't connect on a single pass, you know, and I broke it down on both, and it was both of them equally, Silvestre and Bingham. But this game, with the exception of the clearances, and, you know, I get it, they're clearances, that's the whole point, clear the ball out. But the few chances that New York City FC had at Bingham, you know, he did a good job with them. The free kick, you guys remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Gwen grabbed the shit out of it, controlled it, said, mine, boom. You know, that's the type of shit that we needed. But, you know, I don't think he was tested enough. I don't think Sylvester was tested at all. I'm going to hold my judgment on both of them because based on the last game, RSL, both are trash.
Hey,
I don't think they were tested enough to really talk about both of them.
What do you think of the distribution of this game, especially Bingham? Did you notice it at all?
I was looking for it, but I don't think he had that many goal kicks. Last game, or times where he actually had to get rid of the ball at his feet. You know, simple passes, that was fine. He was okay with his feet. He didn't do the stupid shit that he did last week, where he was taking too long to pass it. Now the moment he got the ball, he just let it go, and that's what he needed to. Because remember last week, there was like a couple of times where he almost got cut up because he was taking too long to get rid of the ball. So he didn't do that.
Well, I also think RSL is pressing higher than New York did. So that was the thing, right?
That could be. But that could be. Plus, David Villa wasn't playing, and you know he presses like crazy. He wasn't playing that first half.
So
he didn't play at all, did he?
Yeah, he did. Came in the second half.
Like the 70.
Yeah,
something
came
like that.
In late.
So when you go back and watch it, like he did have a few distributions, like long distributions, and he pinpointed most of them. And there's a few of them that he didn't, but the intention of the pass was there. Like, he...
Okay.
Like, and that's why I asked you, because I know you kind of dwelled on that a little bit last week, which nobody over here, but...
Like well, I mean, look, and the reason we drill on that is because they're goalkeepers.
Yeah.
That's basic shit. Yeah. You know, we talked about it. Rudy said, like, look, there's certain things as a goalkeeper that are automatic no matter how long you're out, right? And just connecting passes, you know, long-range passes, if you're a goalkeeper, that should be second nature to you. You know, there's no reason why you can't connect a long pass.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Essentially what you're doing.
Yeah, but he did well. He did really well. Bingham did. And then, like I said, unfortunately, Sebastian had no fucking work, so I didn't see much from him. Yeah, so I guess to wrap up the first half.
Massa, anything?
Oh, yeah.
He said he didn't see it, bitch.
I didn't see much of it. So.
Why did you talk to me like that in front of the podcast? Everyone's listening right now, Angel.
The only thing that this, that what I got to see was that high press.
Yeah.
Which uh-huh. was nice. And I think right when I walked in, I seen that big switch from the back to Kamara. And he one time did trying to find Gio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was
oh, tough. No, no, never mind. I thought you were talking about the one time that he got on the back. Yeah, the scissors kick?
Yeah.
No.
That was a good save.
I didn't get to see that.
Oh, that was a good save.
I saw the other one where, like, it tripped out because he knew where Gio was at.
Yeah.
And
that was good.
He, like, one time, like, a long ball from the other end.
I'm telling you, he did a glance over his shoulder and knew what the fuck he was going to do before the ball got there. And it, like I'm telling you, if that just gets over the first defender, he puts Gio on. That's dope, man. I like the chemistry. So to wrap up the first half, I'll say to me, Jonathan is everything for the team right now.
With Perry Kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Just like Angel's nothing without me. Jonathan's nothing without Kitchen.
Well, I need that black guy friend. So you're right.
Oh my god. That's doable though. That was doable. No flag on the play.
To me, Jonah and Kitchen are everything. I love the chemistry that's already gelling between the team. It can only get better. It's definitely good. 45-minute outing for the first team. Any closing thoughts on the first half?
Dylan, and Dylan.
Well, just what I had goes out the window then, because if it was a red card at the 42nd,
then
everything's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I felt like that should happen around like the
30th
minute.
Who got cracked on that red card?
It was Alessandrini.
You know what?
Alessandrini.
And it didn't even look like a red card to me, to be honest.
Like on replay? You saw the replay again. Replay. You saw the replay?
I think his reaction was quick.
I don't think he went in to hurt him.
Yeah.
His reaction was just quick.
Well, you know what it was too? Like he left his foot up, so it clipped him on the back of his calf. Which I'm sure stung, but I don't think like that was definitely yellow, and for a preseason that was a little harsh to be a red card. But whatever. I mean, it happened. And it was like a
finally
your
car out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why it was a red in preseason, because he shouldn't be tackling like that in preseason.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they're setting the standards right now.
The precedents, yeah. Then in the second half, we brought in what's going to be our second team.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in my opinion, a good showing. So actually, you don't know because you would never hear it. One of my complaints the last week was that the team seemed to be different as soon as they made the big switch. Like it was, they no longer played the same way they were playing in the first 30 minutes, which I felt wasn't the case as much this week. I think there was obviously a drop in talent, but not in a disconnect in intent of what they were trying to play. Like I think it felt the same. Like they're all on the same page on what they want to play. They want to do high press and you know keep possession and look for a striker, which I think they did. I think there was a lot of crosses. There was a great possession. I think our wing backs kept going up. I liked it. Listen, and we got two goals off of there. Obviously, at that point, we're playing with a man up. But I liked it. I was impressed. And Hiller Arce, which I thought he was going to end up going
that's
to.
That's my standout
yeah.
of the game.
You know,
for
you
me,
know.
Because I missed a lot of the first half, but there's like a couple people in the second half who
I was in and out of the second half. I kind of watched it, sat down, but I was in and out. But the one that I did see that I didn't, and I might be completely wrong just because I didn't see it well, but Carrasco,
yeah,
did a pretty good showing.
All right. I have. You want me to say something about that? Look, listen, I'm going back to the same shit. I think he did well, right? Mm-hmm. But I also feel like he plays a lot like Rafa. Like he destroys and he's simple on the ball. He destroys and he's simple on the ball.
Look, Angel just left. You see, you got Angel mad.
Listen, I'm telling you, he destroys, right? He's good on a tackle and he plays a simple ball out wide.
Okay, but can Rafa bring you Alex Morgan? No. So all right, there. Shut up. It's done.
Nah, to me, Rafa is cool, but I don't know. To me, yesterday looked more of an upgrade than Rafa.
Really?
If I'm being honest.
And okay. I don't know if you guys... Maybe because
I've seen Rafa for too long already. You know?
Yeah,
and
maybe.
It's no progress, you know? But Carrasco was like fresh air, and it's all right. I don't really watch
and someone forever, that, so... Someone that let me down in the second half was... I said again, it might just be that I didn't watch well enough, but... Pedro wasn't convincing at all.
Listen,
me and Angel talked about it during the game. He looked a little shaky yesterday.
His first touches were off. He had a jazzy first touch. Like there was a lot of
that's
times
funny we
where
said that. Yeah,
what position was he playing?
Attacking because Carrasco was holding.
No, he basically ended up playing for Jonas' role. No, that's what
he was attacking.
I think it was closer to Gio's role because it was Husidic and Carrasco playing.
Well, Husidic came in like at the 75th.
No, mm-hmm. No. Husidic was in from the jump.
No, Husidic.
Yeah,
Husidic was in from the jump.
Yeah. Husidic was in from there. He was a captain for second squad.
It was the two youngsters that came in. For Jowd respectively and Leggett.
Leggett, yeah. So it was Husidic and Carrasco playing the kitchen Jonah role, and Jonah was supposed Ja Pedro was supposed to play like almost the Gio role, and I think that was the problem. You know what I mean? I he didn't have the defensive responsibility that I think helps him have a better game every time, right?
You know what I think his biggest issue was though? I think he was having footing issues with his cleats because he kept slipping quite a few times.
Yeah,
a lot of players kept slipping on the sidelines.
Really?
On both sides, and they mentioned it on the broadcast.
It's a new field, right? It looks like it's a new field. Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. But even then, on the actual game, it looked like he was the only one that was having issues. So may have been his cleats. I don't know. There was a few times like towards the end of the game, I think it was, he had this really nice play. Where he was inside the box, and I don't remember exactly what he did, but he got it between his legs somehow, went around the defender, and he slipped.
Yeah.
Somebody that needs to start practicing with the forwards, even though he's not a forward, but I would like to see a shot come off, is Sebastian. He had a lot of opportunities where if he had that mentality to shoot, it'd be there. It's there. He knows how to create his own space, but if he had that striker mentality of just shoot and look for a corner, he would have scored some nice goals yesterday.
I think so too. I think he had one shot that came off really weak, and then the goalkeeper was able to bag. But I think you're right. You know what? And it's funny because last week, Ja Pedro played with a third team, and I thought he outclassed everybody.
He outclassed everybody.
And then this week, like, I don't think he's up to par in the second team. And it might be, like Angel mentioned, his footing.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I don't know if I agree with you. He didn't look out of place. I just think that he had a few heavy touches. So obviously, Massa, maybe he had some of the nerves, from what happened last week, that he got tossed into the third string. And he probably felt like he had to do a little bit more just to, you know, keep his place in the depth chart. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, to me, just about every single time where he was getting the ball, he was either slipping or... You know, he was getting a heavy touch, or he was getting a heavy pass, which that did happen a few times. That the passes that were sent over to him weren't good passes either. So it was a mix of all three. I'm not gonna hold much because we know he can ball, right? We've seen him ball. So maybe it's just this game thing. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens. But we're talking about the second team.
Yeah,
right
second
now,
team.
Right?
Yeah. I think Husidic did.
Did we talk about who stands out?
No, that's where we're going right now. That's
no, not really.
We're chopping it up. I think Husidic to me stood out. He was he was impressive.
Yes,
like
sir.
he both defensively and creative. Like he
vegan boys.
Yeah, vegan boys.
Well,
he created. He created that.
Oh
goal.
Yeah, he's vegan, huh? Vegan as fuck.
Yeah, he's a vegan athlete as fuck.
No wonder he's trash.
Yeah, that's why he's second team. Jonah, like, you know, carne asada.
I throw some portobello mushrooms on there for me, though. I think Husrik, like, he's, and I said this last week too. Damn, I'm gonna stop referring to last week because nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about last week. I thought it.
Thanks, Rudy. Do you just want to post it up and edit it the way it is? Like, no. Look, hey, this is what it is.
That,
you
guys, bad. That was bad. I had a lot of editing. That's why I got mad, because I had a lot of editing. Okay, back on topic. Oh, yeah. Back on topic. I think he's having a good preseason. He looks in shape. He looks like he knows what he's doing. I think it's gonna be good for coming off the bench, especially for the World Cup month. I'm looking forward to him. I think he's in.
When he's putting passes like that to Zlatan.
Yeah.
Low key, when I was concerned about the World Cup, but I think our depth is pretty good. It's
my biggest concern with our second team, and again, this is never gonna happen unless we're probably doing like a US Open Cup. Our creativity going forward is not there. Yeah. All it is basically last year's soccer.
Yeah.
Where let's go forward and just distribute the ball out to the wings and let the wingers cross the ball into the air.
But you know what? I think it was a little better than last year, right? Like, honestly, I agree. I think it looked a lot like 2017 Galaxy. But even at that, like, I think the aura, just the confidence because of where the team's at, like, it kind of, you know, it's contagious, and I think the guys on the second team actually look better than they did last year. Also, if João Pedro has a better game and he's more creative, I think that helps a lot, right?
João will be fine.
And to be honest, like, yeah, you know, what I mean, I don't think like those 11 players will play together all the time. I think you sprinkle in some of our first squad.
Well, that's what I was gonna.
And then becomes a US Open competitive team, right? I don't think we compete with the MLS.
Well, that's what I said. You know, that won't. Yeah. I don't think you see that team ever really stack up in another kind of game.
I agree.
It definitely would be some. But you know, I guess a few things that did stand out to me is Chris Pontius actually looked good.
Yeah.
I had to ask Massa, who the fuck is 19? Because I couldn't remember who the fuck that was. And then he's like, oh, that's Chris Pontius. Like, oh shit, like fuck, I forgot we had him in the team, man. You know, a few times, again, I probably am going to go watch the game again after this. But from what I recall, he looked solid. He looked pretty nice. Yeah. You know, he looked, at least compared to the guys that he was playing with against, you know, from the New York City FC side, he looked to be above those guys.
Yeah. Well, that also was in NYFC's first team either, right?
But like, I think they said three starters.
Well, yeah. But that was like a mix. Yeah, it looked a little bit like a mix on their part, though.
Yeah,
but only three starters started from the regular team.
Well, yeah, I get that. That's
preseason,
right.
So, you know,
but even then, though, that's good, though.
Yeah.
That's good. That means that where he should be above second string players, he is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's good. That's what we need. That's the kind of depth player that we need.
How about
Leggett, man?
Yeah.
Leggett.
Leggett
is legit.
Oh, yeah, right? He's back?
Leggett is legit. Did I say it or not about the first team that I did have concern a few times that we just didn't switch the ball?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we were just playing too focused to one side quite often, which was heavy on the left side, which I get it. You know, that's the most comfortable side with Emma, and it was Emma on that side, and it was Ashley Cole on that side. Right, with Gio and Jonah coming, you know, swinging to the left. I get why we were playing so much on the left and not that much on the right. But if you see Leggett, he did it like twice or three times during the game where he was in the middle, he picked up his head and just took a quick glance, and somebody was right running down either his right side or his left side and switched up automatically into the open space. That shit was nice as fuck. And that's what I've noticed that we were missing a little bit from the first team. I forgot to mention that. Switching the ball, you know, when someone's making that run down the wing.
Right? I have a question.
Open up the space. So question. He did that shit, and he looked nice doing that too.
Question: Emma or Leggett in the first
Leggett.
Team?
Leggett.
I'll stick with Emma right now.
Yeah.
For now.
I say Leggett just because Emma coming off the bench when the defense is tired. That's dangerous as fuck too.
Yeah, and I think it'll get there. I think that's what the goal is, to have Leggett start and Emma off the bench. But I think if a season started tomorrow or, you know, next week, I'll stick with Emma. Yeah. To be honest,
Angel,
though,
did,
what Angel said though.
Angel,
Emma,
you missed
still look slow to you.
Yeah, but look, hey, touching on that from what Angel said last week, that you guys will never hear because Rudy sucks, but. Angel said that Emma was looking slow.
I said he lost a step.
I was focused on that.
This is where we lost Angel.
Oh, this is where Angel got mad.
Thread easily, all right? Thread easily. Don't get him upset. He has a sore throat.
All right.
I know.
I kept an eye on out yesterday. Same thing. There wasn't any balls played for him to make that run. But
yes,
as far as. Nothing big. Oh, he's getting mad.
Yeah,
you
see? You're right, Angel.
All right, Angel. You're right. At the end of it, I was gonna agree with you. It looks like he bulked up a little bit and he lost a little touch, but nothing crazy. And it might have been just because I was really focused on it because we hurt your feelings last week, so I wanted to see if your feelings were valid. So I really focused on Emma this game, but I see it a little bit. You were right, Angel.
Okay, and the other thing I was going to tell you, though, I did notice the defender that he had on him wasn't as fast also as the other defender that they had playing for RSL. So that's the other thing, too.
Listen, the first play.
He does look bulky. I mean, he looked like he put on some weight.
He did look.
And I'm okay with that. That's not an issue for me. But it looks like he got a little bit slower.
Welcome to Straight from the Stands.
He's naturally fast. So
when you look at the replay, one of the first plays is Jonah putting him in open space. Right, and he's a good, I don't know, maybe 6-7 yards behind the defender, and he just burst of speed out.
Yeah, it happened early in the game.
Like it was one of the first plays.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
And that's what Emma excels at. When you put him in space and you just let him get to the ball,
go around to the ball.
Like you know what I mean. Like so, when you get him in those positions, I think that's where you really exploit his pace. By giving him space to run into, and that showing shows that he still has that, right? So if we could find him in those positions, we could always count on Emma get there.
But I'm okay with that. And the thing is that you guys made it seem like I was trying to talk shit about him last week. I wasn't. I like the fact that he got a little bulkier. I love Emma, dog.
Oh, it's starting.
That's Nate's new favorite player. So fuck out of here. Yeah. Yeah, so my whole shit's like, look, now he's not going to get bossed around if he has to get bodied up. Because he does look like he put on some muscle, and I fuck with that. I like that a lot. I don't want no Tillytubby shit on my team.
You were right, Angel.
You're right, Angel. All right, going back to the second team. Subak.
Zubac was nice, and he
had the presence to get two defenders on him almost all fucking half.
You know what?
I didn't follow the G2 season much last year, to be honest.
That's because we kept getting raped.
It hurt
to watch.
It was bad enough that I was getting hurt with the first team.
G1, but then G2. I don't know why I put myself.
Zubac was looking better than what's his name, Jack McBean last year.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah big time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy. Like that's wild to me.
But Ethan Zubac is nice as fuck.
He was probably
argue that he was our best player last year in G2.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe. But he's a G2 player, right? And he didn't seem out of place yesterday. That was my point. Like I think
a good US Open Cup player for us.
Or a really good player. Or listen, in a pinch, you could throw him up in the first team. Right? If we're in a pinch, I think you could throw him up in the first team because you surround him with quality. I think he'll make space and he have possibility to get on goal. So I was impressed with Subak. I liked that inclusion and I think it was good. And then to me the second squad star, Hiller Arce.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was gonna get to.
To me, it's the star.
So I told Masa right during the game. You know, right when he scored, like he got up there and scored that nice header.
Yeah.
Right.
Top bins.
I told Masa, Daniel stares in his mind. No, because he just saw himself go down in the depth chart.
Listen, he's a
Daniel Sterris fourth in the depth chart now for center backs. Dog, after
all right,
that,
no,
it's true, dog.
Chill. I don't think it's that.
Dog, Hilliard Arce,
that fool, Hilliard Arce stood out so much, dog, and the way he uses his body too.
Yeah.
To be fair, I get it.
A rookie.
The second team did exactly what they had to do, being a man up. What they had to do: possess, nothing too wild, hold the ball. Excellent.
Hey, you know what?
So they didn't really get tested much, but
it's
the times that they did, and even going forward, Tomas Hiller Arce, he's legit.
Yeah, but defensively,
the way that he's
too,
going, defensively, yeah, well, that's too, what I'm saying. He's legit, and if he keeps going the way that we do, I can easily see another AJ slash Umaris type of player that automatically from the very first season, he's going to have a starting spot.
Yeah, okay.
And he has speed, too, so has the size, has everything that he needs. I know it was the very first glimpse that we saw and it wasn't really tested much, but if this is an indication of what he is, he could potentially maybe be that number two next to Shelvick at one point later on the season.
I feel strongly.
I don't think. In my opinion, I don't think it's there yet. But
number two. No.
But I think he is a fucking first team player, which I didn't think at first. I thought he was gonna, you know, partly spend some time with the G2 and then come up.
The way he carries himself, dog, when he's on the field, dog.
He has a presence. He has a presence to him.
He looks legit.
He has a presence to him. Legit. And you know what? And he's playing at the StubHub, right? And I know it was in a packed house, but we were making noise, especially because we're in the second half, the Galaxy were in the ACB end. So we're right behind him. And none of that shook him. None of that shook him. He felt comfortable. Like, maybe if he was shitting his pants, He held his own because he didn't seem that way on the field. Comfortable.
He looked more comfortable than João Pedro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, listen, knows how to throw his body. He's calm, right? Like,
he
gets up in the air. Like, I liked everything I saw from Hiller Arce.
His touches were perfect, too. No, I don't recall any heavy pass. I don't recall him many stupid long pass.
He never panicked out the back.
Yeah, listen,
simple shit. None of that stupid Daniel Sterrett passes to the middle where two players are on him. You know, he looks legit. Yeah.
You're talking reckless about the Sterrett again.
Yeah, no, dog.
Dog, it's
because you better watch out before you see him.
Yesterday, even though Sterrett didn't have a bad game yesterday, the fact that the rookie's presence made Sterrett look.
And yeah.
If I had to choose between both, and I didn't know, if it was my first time watching both of them play, I'm going to pick Arce over Sterrett on my team if I had to choose between both of them. Like, if it was a combine, I'm taking Arce over.
I agree. I'm not saying. Right. I'm not saying no, but.
Remember.
But it's a game.
No, it's one game.
Dog, that header was class, too. Was. Top end, top corner.
No, I liked it. And you know what? Something we nagged about before the season started was having pressure coming off the bench. You know, knowing that you don't have a guaranteed starting position. And I think almost everybody in the team has that pressure right now because these guys look like they're fighting, man. Like they look like they're fighting for a position, and I like that. I like that a lot. So we had a. Two goals in the second, right?
Second.
And
there's one play that we did forget to mention, though, and I think this is a positive that we didn't talk about him a lot because he did what he had to do.
Which is?
Yeah. Emra. Can you let us know?
Emra.
Oh, yeah. Emra. Oh, yeah. But, but he's also one that was serviceable. Like, he did his job.
That's right.
And you know what?
He was fine. You know, he looked in play. He looked to be part of the team. Like, he didn't look out of place.
I was telling Angel yesterday that I really like Clemente.
Yeah.
That looks good, dude.
Because he's 22, right? He's number 22?
Yeah, he's number 22.
Okay, so then that was him. Yeah.
You know what I like? We have two defensive lines of grown men. Like, all these motherfuckers, none of them look small and petite. They all look like grown men. Like, they could throw some bodies
talking
around.
Talking about that? And we're going back to first half. They had a free kick, and I saw our wall. I was like, God damn.
You seen that?
Our wall?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Where do you place the ball?
Yeah. No.
We don't need a goalie. We don't need a goalie on free kicks.
We got presence, though. We have presence.
We
have presence.
Wild.
Yeah, we have presence. Oh, my. Sorry.
That's like me being in that team, dog.
Shut the fuck up.
Coach Angel?
Coach Angel. He looked like shit.
Yeah, nah, he looked like, a dumb.
Stop,
he looked
dumb.
Dumb? Yeah, he looked like dumb. With his bald ass. Go get them McDonald's fries, dog. All
right. I can't wait to Rudy when you get fat again.
Not happening, dog. Not
vegan happen. Rudy, dog. Vegan Rudy.
That ain't happening, baby.
Forever.
Yeah. I do what I want.
Whatever.
Listen, all in all, I think everybody who played yesterday deserved to be in the team. Hiccups here and there, But I think they deserve to be a team. And I think we have chemistry from the jump. There was a play like where
Oh, you remember that Camaro play in the first half where he's like scissor kicker?
Yeah.
The one I mentioned already?
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't paying attention to you because you don't know anything, but you know.
Listen, there was a play where this first half where I think it was Jonah who backheeled it. He backheels it, right? Ooh. He backheels it and I think it lands on Kamara.
It lands
on Kamara.
Yeah.
And so he saw the backheel, he's like, anything you could do, I could do better. He does it, lands on Lissandrina. He does it. Unfortunately, he loses the ball. But like the fact that they're having that kind of fun in the field, that's good, man. That's really good. You know, like
I just need the combine.
Hey,
I need
them. But in preseason, Jassy has 3 goals.
I know. I've seen that.
Yeah. And Kamara only has one.
Hey, that fool McGee
trash.
Has a goal too.
Trash. That's absolute garbage.
But we said it.
Ola Kamara is trash. Ola
Trade
Kamara's
Ola.
Garbage.
Trade Ola.
Ola right now.
Kamara out. Yeah. Kamara out.
Kamara out. Jassy in. Yeah, fuck that. You guys are crazy. You guys don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
good for Jassy, though.
So,
seriously, good for Jassy.
Players?
Yeah, key
players for you guys second half?
Man of the match? Or key players?
Yeah.
I'm still going to say Legit no matter what.
Baggio and Legit.
He hands down, he looked to be better than everybody on that field.
I didn't want to say Legit because we already kind of expected Legit.
I'm going with Baggio.
Well, bitch, then why you asked that question? He was at the second half. That's the player that stood out to me.
Damn.
The fuck?
Masa, who's your man?
Baggio.
Yeah.
Baggio, man.
Dog, hop off my nuts.
No, you know what? I think that's three of us because I also think Baggio was it.
Who got the,
come on, Angel. Add some diversity in here.
I already did, bitch.
Yeah, he's okay. Legit. Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
He was the heartbeat for the second team, so... I agree. I think Baggio did it. Overall,
man of the match.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't
know. Kitchen.
Right. So if we do two teams,
so first half we go down
Perry
the middle
Kitchen.
With Perry Kitchen and Jonah.
Yeah, I could,
it's man of the match. I'm man of the match.
Yeah,
well, it's man of the match for me.
They share.
Let's do it the Kings way then. Your one star player and your two star player.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Kitchen, and then Jonah.
Kitchen and Jonah, too.
And so then Legit and Baggio, second half?
Baggio and Legit.
Nah, Legit and Hillard Arce.
Baggio and Hillard Arce, too. Yeah. Exciting stuff, though, man. We're in it now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're back at Stuff Up yesterday. So it's...
Next week we're away.
Yeah, next week we're... Well...
Away home.
Home away?
Away home. Away
home. Home away.
That should be fun. So next week we have
hey,
and to all home, my fans listening, I'll be there.
Home.
Come
home
hug
where
me.
The heart
lies. Oh, Angel.
Next week we have San Jose at Irvine. It's a fucking
who?
Scum Jose.
Who? Okay. Mike who, Jones.
Who? Who?
Mine? 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 Yeah. Mine?
You know, so we have Scum Jose at Irvine at 2 p.m.
Off the bat.
That should be good.
I just want to know how Bingham reacts.
Oh, so I was talking to John about this. I was talking to John about this and we want to do a fuck San Jose chant real quick. Like, and see how he responds to it.
Man, fuck David Bingham.
What about if he starts chanting with us?
Then he's bestie as fuck.
Listen, so that should be interesting. You know what? I'm looking forward to it. I get it, it's preseason, but I want to see if they go at it. Like, you know what I mean? If they go after
they
them. I want to see that. Like, you know what I mean? Especially like at this point, who really knows this rivalry from our team? Who do you think who's going to be hyping them up? Who's going to be in the locker room, you know, like, you know, this is Scum Jose.
David Bingham. He's going to tell everybody to put on some black and blue shirts.
Baggio, he's been the longest one there.
I think
we're going to have a team of 22 San Jose players, dog.
Legit. Jonah, maybe.
No. Definitely no. Dog, shut up. You don't know something.
Yeah.
Baggio.
What do you mean, dog?
Nah, you think
Baggio.
This who's been with the team. They know what the rivalry is.
I don't know if they do.
Doesn't mean that they're embedded into it.
I don't know.
Just because you know the rivalry doesn't mean that you're in it like that.
Ashley Cole, dog.
I think Ashley Cole does, though.
Maybe. Never mind. You know soccer.
San Jose.
What are you talking about? Next season, he's going to go play for San Jose for the money.
Cashley Cole,
dog.
Yeah.
He doesn't know shit about rivalry. He just knows about money. Fuck out of here with that.
Okay. You're right.
That's why he don't make a lot here. So.
But that's my thing. Like, I'm hyped, right? Fuck San Jose. I'm hyped.
You want to know who I think really knows about the rivalry?
Oh, Jack Wilshere. Oh no, wait. Sorry, wrong team.
Jack
Wilshere. wrong team. No, wrong team. My bad. That was yesterday. My bad, though.
God damn.
My bad. Wrong team, though.
I mean, he does, right? And it's not any of the players. And this is going to be an interesting thing because of where he's been and where he comes from, being an original Galaxy coach,
Shiggy Smith.
And, you know, he's about that supported life. I mean, I get it. He was in that Teletubby life with Seattle for a bit. But he owned it, you know? He owned that rivalry. And I think if there's one person that really understands what the rivalry is, especially going back with the Galaxy, as back as he does, I think it's Shiggy Smith.
Right.
Being a SoCal guy, an LA guy. You know, maybe Dominique Kinnear too, I get. But, you know, from the wrong side. So, you know, keep him out of this.
keep yourself out of this?
I think if there's a person that's really going to let them know, yo, this is a big deal. There's no such thing as a friendly for these guys. I hope it's him.
Do you think it translates?
You know, if it comes...
Do you think it translates to the players?
It should, man.
If your coach goes in there and wiles you up, I think if you really feel a way about it, then it's going to get you going.
Yeah, your coach can let you know, like, there's no way we're losing to this team. Like,
yeah, that's part of the other thing that coaches do, right? To make sure that their team mentality is in the right place. You let them know, hey, look, this is more than just about a preseason game. This is more just about you. This is about the guys that are here to watch you, the people that are paying your salary.
The top
that care about this team, you know? The guys that are going to be here when you guys are no longer here and took the money to go play for San Jose. These guys are still going to be here.
Hey, sound clip is motivational. Send it to Galaxy.
There you go.
I just realized something, Doug. I can't be a coach.
Why?
We can't be a player.
I'll tell my players fucking red card all day, Doug.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Hey.
Deck him in the throat. You know, what do we need? We need David Bigham to punch both, who was it? Carlos Vela and Wondolowski in the face at the same time.
Same time.
And giving George beer and nachos. You know, so this is his chance to do it. You know, do it. But, you know, again, if I think there's a person that will do that, it'd probably be Shiggy. Because I think he's the one that really understands it the most. I get Baggio's been around the team a while, but even then, I don't think he's ever been a key important aspect to those rivalries. Gio slightly, but I don't think Gio's ever had his heart in any one team, so I don't think he gives a shit.
Yeah, and he seems like too much of a nice guy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't see him talking shit, you know. I mean, maybe to some degree Perry Kitchen, because he was part of that New York DC rivalry. You know, maybe he understands what a rivalry is, you know, not necessarily this one, but
this is where I miss Jella.
That's what I was getting to. What I was getting to.
In every era, we've had somebody stand up. The last time we played them, we did have Yella, right? Yeah. Someone's going to step up for this game.
That was my question.
Hopefully, it's one of the new guys. Rolf.
That
or
was my question.
Or Jorgen, you know? Maybe he's one of those guys, you know?
Yeah, that was my question because of that, right? Because we saw the energy Jella put out for those games, and I have, like, listen, we're a few weeks into preseason, so I don't know who's that guy now, right? And I'm just curious to see.
You know, it could have been Legit, but he's been out for a while.
And
Legit's
also fucking he's a Bay Area boy, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know, Legit's a Bay Area boy.
I guess the only one that I could probably see being that guy. And I don't know how much of it I do, but, you know, he's taken that LA life and about that LA life, Alessandrini.
And you know what? Yesterday he was snapping too. I don't know if you guys caught that. Like, I caught that when I watched it at home. Like, one of the guys trying to dap him after a foul that called against him, and I was just smacking his hand. He's like, nah, don't touch me.
There was somebody else like that too. Oh, Kamara. Ola Kamara. That play, he was trying to get out. He was getting wild with Moxie.
Yeah,
You know, I was like, oh, hell yeah. And he's backing up as his teammate. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Fuck with that. I don't know if you guys heard me. I'm like, you know, fucking kill him, Kamara.
Listen, that guy's a presence too. So, yeah, if he could do it, if he could back up Alessandrini, because Alessandrini needs some backup. That's kind of small, you know what I mean?
Look, this is how it's going to go down. Alessandrini is going to be that man. They're going to try to punk him, and guess who's going to come in and save his life?
Who?
Nah.
Who?
Cianovich?
God, he fucking.
I didn't hear it.
Sense it, yeah. No, I didn't hear anything either. Over here.
No, I was waiting cliffhangers for you guys to guess. I was waiting for you guys to guess. Nah, but dog, imagine having Siani coming at you like, hey, what are you doing with my little Frenchie buddy?
Wee, wee, wee.
Yeah, hell no, I'll walk out. Yeah. So, you know.
Hey,
we'll see, though. All right. We'll see.
What are you expecting? What are you expecting for next week? Both scoreline and you think we'll do for another 45 each, or you think we'll see 60 minutes? What are you guys thinking?
I think 75. I think we'll do 70. I think we're doing 70. Yeah.
You think we'll push it up 70?
Yes, sir.
45.
Yeah. 45.
You think we'll still do 45, Masa?
45. And
he doesn't know
we'll
soccer,
do,
though.
We do 67.
All right.
You know why we're going to do 45?
Because
we're playing Fresno midweek. Idiots.
No, we're
nah, but I think game.
Or why don't you put the second squad for game, Fresno?
Yeah, it might just be.
Give them.
Bit, yeah. I don't
idiot.
Know Fresno's going to be
stupid.
Idiot.
We'll see. And you guys think the score matters? I mean, it matters to us, obviously.
Fuck
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a stupid
hold on,
question.
Hold on. No. Obviously, it matters to us. You think Shiggy's going to put him out there?
Mute yourself, Rudy. Mute yourself.
Yeah.
I said it matters.
Rudy's on time about everybody.
It matters to us, right? I said it matters to us.
What the
it
fuck?
It matters.
You think Shiggy's going to put importance on what's
going on? It matters.
Of course, man.
If we go based off what we just said, that if he goes in with that rival mentality, it matters.
Yeah. Must win tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, next week, no matter what.
And you know
make
what?
Or break.
Even if they don't have that mentality, look, even if they don't have the mentality before the game gets started, once they get to the stadium and they see how shit is on the stands, the vibe should be there.
Fuck off, you know, mate.
They should probably pick up. You know, especially if we start our fuck San Jose nonstop, you know, they might get the point.
Top lads as fuck.
Top boys. We're top boys.
All right.
Get David Bingham to take an ACB scarf and, you know, just, you know, hold it right in front of the 1906 trash.
Or like Adebayor when he slid in front of Arsenal.
Oh,
fans.
Yeah. In front of Arsenal? Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm down.
Why you got to do that for?
Because fuck North London, dog.
Yeah, dog. We're talking about local soccer. Right. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
Didn't you
remember, George, at the beginning of our meeting today? North London is white and his racist ass.
And Manchester's Newcastle.
Yeah, Manchester's Newcastle.
So after the game, I did chat with a couple of members, a couple of our fans. Damn, a couple of our fans though.
Hey,
you know what I mean? They're like, yo, let me get a picture. Hey. And I'm like, nah, chill. I put the hoodie on.
Did anybody buy you guys? Did you guys get any free beer?
Nah, I ended up.
We ain't got fans like that yet.
No, I didn't get any.
I was hiding from everybody. Fuck that. My throat's killing me, though. I can't have anything down here.
Hide it for everybody?
Oh.
Anything. Anything.
So. let me try to get to
especially
that contract.
Right now, my gag reflex
no,
right now is pretty
no. Bad. Let me try.
You shouldn't feel it.
Me,
you shouldn't feel it.
Let me try
it.
To get this back on track, dog.
Oh,
let me
it,
get
dog.
This
hey,
back on track.
And I put some sepacol in there, and then, you know, just
God,
make it go.
Man.
I did, dog, and that's just not helping, though.
All right, so
welcome to Straight from the Stands.
I was talking to a couple of fans and
Apologetic Galaxy Podcast.
And you know what? Same thing. We're still getting a bunch of dope feedback. Getting some snaps because we didn't post up an episode last week, and now you know why.
Blame? Did you say that it's your fault?
No, I said it was Angel's fault.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind. That's okay with me. I take it.
No. So I did end up getting a quick soundbite from Jesse. And
oh my god. Oh, hey, actually, hey, shout out to Jesse. He was the only fat fuck that I saw on the stream.
He was next to me. He was covering me, though.
Yeah. God damn, I didn't think no one was next to him. Did he drool on you?
All right, man. This is
all right. My bad, Jesse. My bad.
This is what Jesse had to say about the game.
All right, Jesse, what's your thoughts on the first home preseason game?
No, I'm not talking about that.
It felt good to see that we finally have a good defense for once.
Yeah.
And the striker that actually gives a shit, like Kamara, every time he didn't get the ball, he fucked up. You can see he was frustrated. So if I go to see him try hard.
Who was your key player of the match?
Punk rock, not everybody listens to fucking hip hop, not everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whoa. The first who do you think was the best player of the match?
What did they play? Like,
or actually, first half, because that was the first team.
I think Ashley Cole, man. Ashley Cole, like, you could see him fucking be a winger. He pushed all the way the fuck forward. He was fucking fighting for that ball.
I don't know.
How about captain? How about the second half? Did anybody stick out to you? You say
never.
Nah, man. You that first team to step up and the work. That defense, though. That defense was beautiful.
So that was Jesse and his thoughts on the first preseason match at home. Not the most eloquent person, but, you know.
First of all, I'm sorry that you guys had to hear his voice on our podcast. That's never going to happen again. My second thought is that's why he's not on a podcast. His man of the match was Ashley Cole, which Ashley Cole played an okay game, but if you didn't see Perry Kitchen out there, then you should just stop watching soccer, first of all. Jesse, I hope you hear this. Second of all, for you to say that no one stand out in the second half, God damn, Jesse.
Yo, for real? You don't want me I'm never going to get another sound clip ever, dog. If this ain't going to...
Well, that's good. That's good if you don't take Jesse. Like, anyone but Jesse. Did you hear him?
No one from the second half, yeah.
God damn, that's not how this is supposed to play out. But with that being said, Ashley Cole...
Jesse, thank you for your input. I appreciate
Ashley Cole is...
don't listen to George. He doesn't know anything about soccer anyway.
You know, he did mention Ashley Cole being captain, and I think we're...
Which is the best thing Hedy said. That shit was dope. Because Ashley Cole deserves to be captain. Jesse, I'm sorry. You said something right. hey, did you have to wipe your phone after you drilled on that shit from talking on it?
God damn it. listen, Ashley Cole was captain, and I think that's what we all wanted. We all wanted him to be our captain at the stickout. Man, and I also think Ashley Cole didn't have too bad of a... He had a good game, with the exception of the bad pass that Angel mentioned earlier.
Not standout, though.
Listen, man, that's what he saw, right? Leave him alone. Leave Jesse alone, dog.
That's the way my brain thinks, huh, my son?
Yeah. Listen, shout out Jesse. Thank you for taking your...
Thank you, Jesse.
Taking your time to fucking hit us up with that sound clip. And we'll try to do more of that with a little more depth in the answers coming up seasons.
And to our fans, we apologize for you having to hear that.
With that being said, we have next week we'll be in Irvine for the San Jose game and have a follow-up on Sunday, and our plan is to get these out latest by Tuesday, so hold Angel up for that. So ping him, and if it's not on Tuesday, just hit him up and bug him, because he's the one in charge for all this.
Yeah, hell yeah, come at me.
With that being said, this is another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy Rudy. I'm Smarts on the Gram. I'm Smarts on Twitter.
This is your boy J Daddy, J Undefeated on Instagram and Twitter. Just everyone knows they're selling Girl Scout cookies already. Go out there and, you know, help out the Girl Scout, local Girl Scout. If you want some, buy some tag-along cookies for me. I'll see you guys on Saturday.
And just to let you guys know, our team already started playing home games and everybody showed up except for George. Just a heads up, we play another game next week and a few games after that and I think a season. So just show up, guys. Don't be George. Just a heads up. Tickets are out there. Go buy those. And this is an Angel. My throat hurts. I'm done talking. At Live at AF96.
This is Frank, aka Masatelli. Peace, love, and G-Love.